Well, before I talk about our team in Buffalo, I wanted to take an opportunity to congratulate Coach McFarland for being our coach of the year. And everything he's done with his high school program, you know, he's grown that program from 20 kids to 130 kids and started off the season 0-2 and to go win 10 games. And we wish some of that magic rubbed off here. But what a tremendous job by him and his staff and his players. And he's our coach of the year. And obviously we're going to honor him by sending him to the Pro Bowl. But it was a great opportunity for me to meet him. Talk to him a little bit, and again, that's a tremendous accomplishment. Hope he can keep doing that while he's there. I'm sure he will. So now back to the Bills. Obviously, our guys are excited about playing another game as the season winds down. The one thing we talked about today, as I told our players, you know, we really have six more practices, six more Friday walkthroughs, you know, and three more games. And my message to him was we want to finish strong. We need to get better. And I think there's more in there from players, coaches, everybody. You know, my challenge is to our whole organization to let's rise to another level, you know, whatever it takes over these next 3 weeks to continue to get better. I think this is the time of the season where I've been around some teams and heard of teams that they don't finish as well. And that's not what we want to be. As I said the last time, you know, hopefully in the future we'll be talking about, you know, opportunities to play longer, you know, earn the opportunity to play longer. And that's what we want to be. So we don't want to talk about, you know, the end of it. But at the same time, we need to do the things that it takes to put ourselves in those positions. And how you do that is you play good football during the year and you play championship football at the end. So there's a lot of areas that we recognize we need to get better at. But it's all mindset and attitude. And that's what we talk about a lot today. And that's what we'll talk about for the rest of this year. So. But I think we had a good practice. We started outside, and I took a fall and got up and said, okay, we're going inside. You know, it's kind of the way it worked. But the players, they did a good job. You know, they handled it. Nobody blinked about being outside in the beginning and just determining that the field wasn't in the best shape for our team. We went inside. But we like to be outside as much as we can in the elements because that's how we play. That's where we play. So I think they handled the change of the day extremely well. So, again, I think we're off to a good start. We got to finish this week with a strong practice and then go up to Buffalo and play big-time Browns football.
I asked you about running the ball on Monday, mm-hmm. and you guys were able to get a lot off the read option on Sunday. Because of the changes and all you've had up front, are you guys not yet a traditional just kind of line it up and run the conventional way?
Well, I don't think that's who we are right now, you know, because a lot of different reasons. I think sometimes it's the teams you're playing, and sometimes it's kind of who you are, you know, your personnel and personality. We're a little bit of everything right now, and there's nothing that we've really truly hung our hat on yet because of the changes. But at the same time, I was excited that we were able to do some things in a running game better than what we have. So we just got to keep chipping away at it and continue to get better. But hopefully, as you just mentioned, someday we can just line up and overpower people that way and do it the way we want to. But we're not there yet.
Do you know if Johnny Greco underwent a surgery this week?
He did. He did, and everything was perfect and went great. I was able to, you know, text with him before he had it, and I think he's excited about getting back and getting ready to play. It was, I don't know exactly the term, but it was something that definitely dealt with the foot.
You know, talking about that running game when he ran the zone read with RG3, just to having the element of him back there, how does that help the running game and help Crow get some of those big runs he had?
Well, you have to account for everybody who potentially can touch the ball, but I don't want all of you to think it was just the zone read. It was more to it than that, you know. There's a lot of different things that we did, so I don't want to give away all the secrets. You know, we finally ran the ball for more than 40 yards or whatever it was. So, but I think when you have a quarterback who is a threat, you know, I think the defense has to account for him. So there's potential that he can carry the ball, so maybe people get out of position a little bit and you end up having some creases that maybe you wouldn't have had. So, you know, we'll continue to grow in some areas and get better at it, but we still have a long ways to go.
Did
Griffin's passes look any more accurate today in practice than they were on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, they did. They look more accurate last week in practice. You know, again, I'm going to say it again. You hadn't played football, you know. You know, you're playing a live game for the first time in, 3 months or 2.5 months, whatever it was. I mean, again, you practice a little bit and you go play, and you're playing against a good defensive football team. So those things happen, you know. He's not the first guy that's ever suffered that. What I don't want to see it happen is this week. There needs to be a jump in performance, you know. I can understand last week. Last week I tried to temper this whole room that it may not go well, because I know that could happen. Now this week I can't say that. You know, you got a game under your belt, you got practices under your belt, now you need to go play well. So I expect that everything will be better from that standpoint.
How would you say, the fractured shoulder, did it really derail your plans? I mean, it seemed like you brought him in here and you really believed that you could revive his career and get him back to playing, winning football. How did that whole thing impact that, and how do you see it now?
Well, it impacted everything. I mean, when you go into training camp, you start down a road and you name a quarterback, you play to his strengths. You know, the offense was built to his strengths. And then after the first week, it changes, you know, and so now somebody else is playing, you know, and you have to adjust and adapt. And then after that week, somebody else was playing. And we had to adjust and adapt then too. And 3 more weeks after that. I mean, it's just been the nature of how it's been. So that's why I said a long time ago, I don't even think we've really truly played our offense yet. I think we're not even close yet. And I don't think we can be and will be. But that's okay. You know, I don't expect anybody to feel sorry for us. That's just the way it goes. But I think now people can see different aspects of what we potentially can do and how we can grow from some things. My job is to make sure, regardless of who's playing, is to make sure that we can put an offense out there that can play. But it's been a lot of different injuries. That's not an excuse. That's fact. And continuity is a huge thing in the National Football League when you're trying to play consistent football. But we do have to continue to get better. We need to fundamentally get better in a lot of different areas. But having a consistent quarterback and playing in a system that you think you're going to play in all year is one of the keys to success.
Ton of coaching points that you could give Robert, but is there like something really simple that you can say to him, hammer home to him, that you can expect to be realistic for that jump to occur?
Oh, it's being consistent. You know, just being consistent in all that you do. You know, it's fundamental football at its best at that position. Whether you're handing the ball off to how you drop, where you put your eyes, and how you go through your progression. You know, it's no different, and you have to do it that way all the time in the face of people coming at you 1,000 miles an hour, and that's his job. I think it's the toughest job in all the pro sports. I really do. And the guys that can do it and do it well, they're very special, and that's where he's trying to get to. And so that takes a lot of work. I think he's willing to do the work, but I think you got to go through a little something before you can get there. And I think last week was hopefully that was the start of that. Hopefully this week he'll be a lot better. Well, when you play in a game for the first time in 11 weeks, that within itself is different. You know, it's not practice, it's not the game. You know, we don't put on full pads and go after each other. I mean, they were going after him. You know, it was real. So that's different. And the stress and managing that, you know, for the first time in a long time is different for anybody, and especially at that position. So I think now he's been under that trial by fire, per se, and been through it and know what that's like again. He's got tackled for the first time in a game. You know, again, you're coming off an injury from being tackled. That you got to go through that thought process, you know. So there's a lot of different first, I think, that was happening and occurring for him in this last game that I think we all have to recognize and understand. That doesn't mean you give him a break from it. I mean, he's a pro player. He's got to get it done. But I get it, you know. So here we come to game two. So hopefully those things are behind him, you know. And no quarterback's going to ever tell you that, you know, that when I walk out there, I got to work through all these different things. They're going out there to play, and he's no different than any of the other ones I've ever coached that way. You know, you want to go out and play well, but at the same time, like I said, I wanted this room to understand that those things that happened this past week could happen, and they did. I just don't want to see him again.
And he reminded you give up on the RG3 experiment because you believed in it so much in the offseason and were so committed to it?
I'm not giving up on it. You know, I'm going to work through it. You know, we're going to see where we are. That's the whole part of him playing, so we can evaluate where we are, you know, and have a good feel about it when the season's over.
When you were talking about the running creases that zone read gives you, is that why
you guys keep using that zone read, don't you?
Or whatever. Is that why Buffalo's such a good running team, because Taylor does that for them?
I think they're a good running team because they use all of their personnel. You know, you just said it, use their quarterback, the backs, the receivers, tight ends. You know, a lot of people touch the ball. You know, they're the number one rush team in football. I think they're averaging 156 yards a game rushing. That's pretty good. And I think anytime you can use a different personnel to, you know, to throw at the defensive football team, I think it's tough on any defense. So what they do is a lot of different things, and they do them well.
Your run defense seems to have gotten better. Sometimes it's against teams that don't seem to run well against other teams. So how do you think your run defense has progressed?
I think it's getting better, but it's not where we want it to be. I think they've improved throughout the year from the start to the finish. I think we're playing blocks better. I think we're recognizing blocks better. I think we're getting off of blocks better. I think, you know, we're tackling better. We're swarming the football better. But I think there's still another level for us to play at. You know, I think there's another level for us to get to be better than where we've been. I'm sorry?
LeSean McCoy, what makes him such a good guy?
He's special. He's special. I mean, he's hard to put a hand on. I mean, the guy is like lightning in a bottle. He is. I mean, he can do things with his legs and his body that a lot of people can't do. So he's very talented. You know, you might think he's there one minute, he's somewhere else the next. You know, he has that ability, and it's special. He's a really good player.
Corey Coleman said Monday that he feels like he's let a lot of people down with his season. What thoughts does that bring to your mind when you hear that?
Well, I mean, it makes me know that it's important to him, you know, that he wants to perform better, that he wants to you know, wear the crown of being the go-to guy. And I respect that. You know, he's a young player, you know, a lot of football ahead of him, and needs to continue to grow and get better, but he's very talented. And I think Corey Coleman is going to have a great career here. He's just got to keep working at it, you know. I mean, all these young guys, they got to keep growing and keep getting better. It's not – pro football is not easy. Sometimes it's not what you think it is when you walk out there. You know, it's rough. It's a – hard grinding business. And so I think he's recognizing that. And again, that's why I keep saying there's another level for all of these guys to play at and to get better. And we got to continue to push them there.
It seems like the general consensus after RG3's performance the other day, from everything I heard, saw, read, was that, you know, he just can't do this and he's not going to be able to succeed anymore at this level and it's over. What do you make of that?
I don't believe that. I mean, I would challenge a lot of those people to get under center for the first time in a long time and try to do what he was doing. It's tough, you know. Very few can do this and play this position at this level. There's no question about this. But I don't think you write people off if things don't go well right away. You know, I don't believe in that. You know, it was unfortunate. And, again, he's playing for a team that's trying to chase a win, so everything's evaluated. But at the same time, you know, I think we have to be very realistic about where – people are. And again, if I hadn't have pre-warned you, then I would have been remiss to do so. So that's why I did it. Then this week, I can't say that anymore. So I think let's go through this week and see where he is and see if he's improved or not before we just write him off.
Do you really believe that by putting all these kids out there week in and week out, and having results being what they are, that over the course of 2 to 3 years, and I guess I can use the analogy like they do in baseball minor leagues, kids work their way up through the minor leagues. Do you really believe that this can really develop in that same similar fashion?
I'm sorry, but we're playing football. So you gave me a baseball question, so I can't answer that. We play football. I'm not, but we're not playing baseball. You asked me about baseball, the way baseball is. I don't want to get into that. We play football. we're not, I said to you again, we're not going to be in this situation a year from now. I understand how everybody feels. Our players, no, do I think it's good? No. It's not good to lose in anything. It's not good to take L's at all. So we're taking them. Yeah, that's the end of that.
Did you address Terrell's sideline stuff?
Oh, we've talked.
Directly?
No, we have. We've talked. Terrell understands. We have common ground. I support Terrell 100%, but there are certain things that he knows that I want our players to emulate. So, and it's not that. So we'll move from there, and he gets it, and we'll grow from it. But again, Terrell's passion is one to win. It's not, doesn't come from a bad place, as I said. It's not, he's not a belligerent young man or anything like that. I just think he sometimes energy gets directed the wrong way, and the energy needs to stay on the field and do what we need him to do to be successful.
You've had that conversation more than once with him, haven't
you? I'll have it several more times if I need to until we get it right. But I think there's a line, you know, and he knows that we're not going to cross. And we get it, and we know where we are and what we need to do, and he knows exactly what he needs to do. So I feel very comfortable that the more he grows, you know, in this, the better he's going to be. You know, again, he's playing a lot of football for the first time in his career, you know, in the National Football League. So there's a lot of different things that these young men go through, you know, as they matriculate into pro football. You know, it's not easy. I'm going to keep saying that. This is not easy in a lot of different ways, and they have to grow and understand how to be pros. And, you know, we got a bunch of young guys teaching young guys how to be pros. And so that's unfortunate, but we got to do it, and we got to learn from it, and we got to get better at it.
Have you ever seen a series of cornerbacks, though, like come after so vocally one of your players, one of your receivers, or anybody in the NFL? It just seems like there's some weird trend or pattern.
Well, trust me, Chad Ochocinco, who was Chad Johnson, every week has somebody chasing him, okay? And they were bigger and meaner and tougher than him. And he would always ward them off by being nice to them before the game started. So I'm not going to tell Terrell to be nice before the game starts, but no, just in all honesty, I think what we need to do is just play and not get caught up in social media and all those things. I think the most important thing is that we play football to the best of our ability. Let our play do our talking. And the bottom line is, like, we all know we haven't won a game, so we don't have anything to say. There's nothing we can say. So we're going to be very quiet and, you know, and just play ball.